AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Life in prison without parole, the sentence handed former Marine Eddie Ray Ralph last night after a jury convicted him of capital murder in the deaths of American sniper author Chris Pyle and his friend Chad Littlefield. Littlefield's mother, Judy, says she's grateful for the verdict.
We've waited 2 years for God to get justice for us on behalf of our son. And as always, God has proved to be faithful.
No reaction from Routh as he was found guilty of the killings at a Texas shooting range 2 years ago. Investigators now say the pickup truck driver who abandoned his truck on railroad tracks in Oxnard, California, was not stuck on the tracks. His truck was hit by a commuter train that left three cars derailed and dozens of passengers injured. Assistant Police Chief Jason Benita says the driver was found by an officer more than a mile away from the crash.
The officer initiated a contact with this individual near the intersection of Channel Islands and Rice Avenue and was able to develop that this was, in fact, the driver of the vehicle that was on the railroad tracks.
He's under arrest on suspicion of felony hit and run. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has to keep his re-election machine running if he wants to make it to a second term.
Mayor Emanuel failed to capture a 50% plus one vote, so that means he'll have a April 7th runoff with Cook County Commissioner Jesus Garcia.
AP correspondent Sophia Terrain. Seven of the 15 people injured in a natural gas explosion in Stafford Township, New Jersey, yesterday were gas company workers trying to locate the source of the leak. One house was leveled. The mayor says neighbors remain evacuated.
Not expecting everybody to get back in their homes right away. We are telling people that if they need to find some place to be tonight, we've opened up the community center.
Dozens of homes in the area were evacuated. This is AP Radio News. Georgia's governor has declared a state of emergency in 50 counties ahead of a winter storm expected to hit this afternoon. He's closing state offices at noon to avoid evening traffic jams during possible snowfall. Federal officials have agreed to let Southwest Airlines keep flying planes that missed an inspection if those planes are checked in the next 5 days.
This has to do with hydraulic systems that are used to control the rudder if the main system fails. A spokeswoman says Southwest immediately notified federal safety regulators when they discovered the lapse, then took the planes out of service and started checking them. Southwest grounded 128 planes.
The AP Shirley Smith, the airline canceled about 80 flights Tuesday, expects to cancel up to 19 more today. Buick is the first U.S.-based automotive brand to crack the top 10 in Consumer Reports magazine's annual brand report cards. The Buick Regal came in at number 7. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.